USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democratic leaders continue to negotiate with White House officials, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Democrats are treating workers as hostages so they can negotiate a massive stimulus deal. Navarro saying the president wants to see action now on enhanced unemployment benefits.
What he'd love to see right now and immediately is some progress on enhanced employment benefits as well as eviction while the negotiations take place. Let's get that done. Right? We could do that today.
Strong winds and heavy rainfall are expected along South and North Carolina and also along the Mid-Atlantic coast throughout the day as tropical storm Isaias continues to move north. The storm is off the coast of Georgia and expected to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
When students return to school for the start of the 2020-2021 academic year, their school and classes will look very different than they did in March when schools were suddenly ordered to close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Every state's education department is releasing a roadmap to safely reopen schools. This roadmap is only guidance and is not mandated or state required. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says opening schools is a topic that he's been thinking about for quite a while.
This has been on my mind all along as we thought about shutting the economy down first, now reopening it.
Senator Perdue also hearing from family members on this issue as well.
My wife is very adamant. You've got to protect teachers. You've got to protect the children.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the East Coast. A hurricane warning and storm surge warnings are out for portions of South Carolina and North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As NBA players return from their coronavirus-imposed hiatus, it appears TV viewers are not interested in what the league is offering. Chris Fenton is author of the new book, Feeding the Dragon, Inside the Trillion-Dollar Dilemma Facing Hollywood, the NBA, and the American Business, and he says this needs to happen if you'd ever want to hear the NBA speak out against China.
We can if we address it with the leverage of the nation and unified behind this. And that means red and blue and leaders and citizens behind it also, and also various companies and industries. So if the NBA does take a stand, what will typically happen if we don't get behind them unified is that they'll be a sacrificial lamb. And we've seen that. LeBron speaks up. Another athlete can take his spot with different endorsements. So we essentially have to create a rules of engagement for that market that everybody abides by in the United States of America. And then once we figure that out, we need to address it with our Western allies. Because the last thing we want to do is the NBA take a stand and then suddenly European Premier League takes their spot with all the lucrative sponsorships and audience rights.
The opening game between LeBron James's Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers drew a paltry 3.4 million viewers. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.